Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care is a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Representative Scott Orth about the COVID-19 outbreak. Something that's been on everybody's minds, and for good reason, is coronavirus. Talk about what the Iowa legislature is doing right now in response to the coronavirus is before we get into some areas of what people should do and who they should listen to.
Well, thanks, Andy. It's nice to see you. Well, of course, it's cause for great alarm, and I don't think we're at a point right now where we need to panic. Panic never, results in very good decision-making or good outcomes, but it is good right now to be vigilant and to listen.
Well, talk about what the epidemiologist briefed the legislature on and kind of the advice that they passed along.
Well, basically, all the things that we're hearing right now. First, the most important thing I can say to your listening public is, listen to the experts. Talk on the street is probably not accurate. Hearsay and rumor and abound in situations like this. I would advise your listeners to heed what the Centers for Disease Control, the National Institutes of Health, the Iowa Department of Public Health, those types of institutions are tracking the movement of this virus very carefully, and they also understand the behavior of the virus, and so they can give people like you and I solid advice on how to avoid contracting the disease and what to do should you find that you have it. Listen to the experts.
All right, we'll talk about some of the things that they've said in that briefing and just kind of overall what people should know. Again, listen to the experts, but just from what you heard from the epidemiologist.
Well, kind of the same things I'm sure everybody's hearing right now. Wash your hands very, very frequently. If you don't have access to warm water and soap, it might be a good idea, if you can still get some, to carry a little bottle of Purell or other hand sanitizer with you. If you feel as though you must cough or sneeze, please cover your mouth and nose with a tissue or the crook of your elbow into your clothing, that kind of thing. Keep surfaces, sanitized with Lysol or any other kind of germicidal stuff. And just basically practice the really, really super good hygiene, like on steroids. Hygiene and general housekeeping, sterilizing your house, cleaning your house. Just, do it like you're going to have, very special company coming to your house, right? But again, panic never does anything, never results in good outcomes. So be vigilant, be careful, listen very carefully to what the experts have to say, follow those instructions meticulously, because these people do know how to handle a virus like this. It is expected to spread no matter what we do. Just know that. It will spread. When we have flu epidemics, that's what the flu virus does. And we know the flu virus well. It's been around for, decades and centuries, and it still spreads when it spreads. This is likely to do the same. Just stay cool, follow instructions, and everything, hopefully. At least we can contain this to the best, to the greatest possible degree that's possible.
Well, and I know, again, this is just kind of listen to the experts. That is the most thing that we can, I guess, keep pushing, is listen to the people who know what they're talking about. But these are kind of unprecedented times, at least. I don't remember anything like this. And the first thing that came to mind for me was this was a lot like 9/11, where we're not quite sure what's going on. And kind of talk about that feeling of, hey, we're not quite sure, but people in charge are handling it.
Well, this is new in many, many ways. Fortunately for you and I, there are people in the business of running models about this kind of thing long before they happen. So, federal epidemiologists and the National Institutes of Health, folks at the Centers for Disease Control, one of the things they do is that they anticipate outbreaks such as this, and they run models about how this thing would work, how it would spread, how it would affect society, how it would affect the economy, and all the other things. And so they have a database built up that kind of can predict what we're experiencing now. And that brings us back to the whole idea of listening to the people who are in the business of knowing how this thing works. there will be economic ramifications. There already are with the NBA, the NCAA tournaments, you know, March Madness now. Concerts are shutting down, the restaurant industry, things like that. So there will be economic ramifications of the whole thing. The best thing we can do is just listen very carefully, be prudent, and follow instructions.
Thanks to Scott Orth for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.